This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Cap the tolls that have reached as high as $40 this week for solo drivers. Who will control the Virginia House of Delegates? It's up to the recount, and a recount date has been set for one of the close Virginia House of Delegates races for next week, December 13th, that in the race between the Republican incumbent Tim Hugo and Democrat Dante Tanner, which includes for District 40, that includes parts of Fairfax and Prince William counties. Hugo leads by 106 votes. Today marks the 76th anniversary of the attack on Pearl Harbor. A ceremony will be held this afternoon at the World War II Memorial. Checking your money, the Dow opens the day at 24,141. The NASDAQ at 67.76. In sports, Washington Capitals beat the Blackhawks 6-2. Wizards play the Suns tonight. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630 Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Attention homeowners, Thompson Creek Windows will make your home more comfortable this winter and at the same time help you save on heating bills. This is Mary Walter, and you need to call Thompson Creek Window Company now for your last chance to take advantage of 2017 pricing. Get $200 off every window with zero interest financing until July 2019. See thompsoncreek.com for details. Thompson Creek Window Company has over 37 years experience manufacturing superior windows in their local factory, with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. Thompson Creek eliminates the middleman markup. They design, build, and install windows made specifically for our climate and specifically for your home, giving you the best possible value and peace of mind. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK, or go to thompsoncreek.com. Get $200 off every window and no interest financing until July 2019.
Click on RetirementKeyRadio.com and listen Saturday afternoons at 2 on WMAL.
It's 5:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, crews dealing with this crash here, Barbara, on Maryland's 50, heading through Annapolis, westbound 50, right as you come up to Cape St. Clair. That's where traffic is being diverted. Tractor-trailer accident, overturned tractor-trailer with a fuel spill, so there are a lot that they're dealing with there. On the eastbound side, one lane gets by the cleanup in that stretch. Again, that's going to be 50 near Cape St. Clair. Looks like it will be there for a while. Let's head you through northwest on 16th Street. A report of a crash, 16th, just south of Military Road, possibly one overturned at the scene of the crash. No problems reported right now. Currently around the Beltway, looks good each direction. 355, let's go Maryland, Frederick area, in each direction at the Monocacy Bridge, closed due to an accident that happened yesterday that caused some damage to the bridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Some clouds this morning, some this afternoon. 51 overnight tonight, partly cloudy in 34, 20 suburbs, and a cloudy and cold Friday with highs only in the low 40s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 39 and cloudy in Herndon, mostly cloudy in La Plata, 39 degrees, 44 and cloudy at Reagan National. American Airlines scheduling snafu could cost millions. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Barbara Britt on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630
WMAL.
Good morning. It's Friday Eve. That means it's Thursday morning, one of my favorite day of the week. Joining us at 6:35, Jonathan Schanzer from the Foundation for Defense of Democracies. We'll talk to him about moving our embassy to Jerusalem. At 7:05, Jennifer Baker from the NRA is with us. At 7:15, it's Susan Ferriccio from the Washington Examiner. And at 8:05, from Bloomberg View, Eli Lake. I'm Mary Walter, and I'm here with Vince Colonnese this morning.
Oh, good morning. It's going to be an interesting day for Senator Al Franken, because the belief here is that Al Franken is set to resign today. We'll find out if that's actually the case soon enough. Senator Ron Wyden has said that that's going to happen. He's expected to resign during a statement today. NPR, Minnesota Public Radio, also announcing that they have a Democratic source saying that that Franken will resign. And this comes as 33 Democratic senators at least are calling for Franken's resignation. Chuck Schumer, I believe, was the latest one, which, of course, is a big deal. So many senators, to include Senators Kirsten Gillibrand, Mazie Hirono, Claire McCaskill, came out yesterday calling on Al Franken to resign after Politico published an anonymous seventh woman accusing him of sexual misconduct. This story, an interesting one. The seventh woman is referred to as a former Democratic congressional aide. She said in a report that was published yesterday by Politico that Franken tried to forcibly kiss her during a radio show taping. This is in 2006, again, now before he was elected to the Senate. Remember Leanne Tweeden's allegation, the USO one, from around the same time frame, before he was a U.S. senator. There have been allegations since, while he's been a senator. But that this predates that. And the seventh accuser said Franken approached her after her boss left the studio and she had to duck to avoid the radio host's lips. This I'm reading now from the Huffington Post. The woman
But this is like a bad movie from the 50s where the boss is literally chasing the secretary around the desk.
Yeah, where his hands are opening and shutting like a duck's mouth and he's just like running around. She said she had to duck to avoid his lips, which that's incredible. He must have incredibly big lips. The woman who Politico did not name said that Franken told her the unwanted advance was his, quote, right as an entertainer. Can you imagine somebody saying that to you? This is my right as an entertainer. I can just kiss you. Franken had stood between her and the door, she said. This is what she went on. Quote, it was very quick, and I think my brain had to work really hard to be like, wait, what is happening? She told Politico. But I knew whatever was happening was not right, and I ducked. The Politico story notes that, quote, two former colleagues of the woman independently corroborated her version of the events, including Franken telling her he had the right to try to kiss her because he was, quote, an entertainer. Now, think about all the times that Al Franken has been accused so far. He's come across as contrite, apologetic, sort of apologizing for the women's memories despite the fact that his memory doesn't match theirs, right? Never has he really been saying that he categorically denies any of this. He's not gone on to say, oh, no, that's not true. She's lying. I'm defending myself. He's mostly avoided that. In this particular case, the case of the seventh woman, this anonymous accuser, Franken is saying, quote, categorically not true. The idea that I would claim this as my right as an entertainer is preposterous. I look forward to fully cooperating with the ongoing ethics committee investigation. So this one he's denying. He's saying, not true, never happened, I would never actually say something like that. Built into this by inference, I may be grabby, but I'm not insane. Okay, whatever that means, Al Franken.
Here's my thing. As much as I, and I'm going to say this, and this may be, people can disagree with me. Women have the ability, sorry guys, but we know when you're creepy, all right? Seriously, like, there are guys who can say something. You can take a sentence. That's a really nice dress. One guy can say that to me, and it's like, oh, thank you, that's so nice. And another guy can say that to me, and I feel like I need a shower. Because you're just a creepy dude, and it's the way you say it.
Right.
Al Franken, comes off as creepy dude.
Is the tell, like, the drool going down the mouth and the prolonged stare? Is that the thing that throws you off?
And the twitch.
Yeah, the twitch.
But
the heavy
breathing.
That's all of that, I don't know. I feel like, yeah, you're right, there are some tells.
So, right or wrong, I think women have this innate sense of creepy dude. Al Franken looks like creepy dude. However, you shouldn't lose your livelihood just because you're perceived as creepy dude. All right, that's not fair. I do, if it weren't for that picture of him grabbing the woman while she's sleeping, even though she had a flak jacket
on. Leanne Tweeden.
If it weren't for that picture, I probably would be more defensive of Al Franken, because I do fear, and I've said this since day one, I fear this getting out of control, and I fear it becoming a witch hunt, and I fear you just target whomever you don't like and just ruin their life. And so I think we do have to somehow figure out some kind of due process, some kind of way of deciphering what is legitimate and what isn't legitimate.
Yeah.
Because too many men are having their lives ruined, and I fear that swept up in this hysteria are some very innocent men, and that's wrong.
Right, and the idea, so this is an interesting component to all of this that you're getting at. For one, this is an anonymous accusation. This is a little bit different. Now, he's had some named accusers, which is a good thing, by the way. If you're going to make an accusation of this type and of this proportion, it's good to be on the record, because, like, he deserves the right to defend himself. He deserves the right to know who his accuser is, and to be able to go back and say, okay, here's what I know about this person, or maybe you don't know them at all. I mean, you get the opportunity to respond. The anonymous accuser, that's the gray area. That's where you're like, you know, not able to defend yourself adequately because you don't know who this person is. You can't sort of debunk their argument based on drawing out a picture for people of the known facts about them and all of those things. So in Al Franken's case, there's an interesting development. You've got, basically, up until this seventh woman, you had a lot of Democrats sitting on the sidelines. But all of a sudden, the anonymous accuser comes out, and they're like, okay, now he has to go. Now that there's an anonymous accuser, Al Franken, you are persona non grata. Leave the Senate. This is done. 33 senators now calling for him to resign on the basis of the knockout punch from an anonymous accuser.
Here's the thing. I two things. First of all, I think you just hit the nail on the head. I think that maybe this is how we decide. Maybe this is how we sit in judgment of this. If you're anonymous, sorry, ladies, but if you're anonymous, and I don't know if you necessarily have to come out in the press, but unless you're willing to put your name to this, then I'm sorry, but we can't consider your allegation. And maybe it could be to the ethics committee. Mm-hmm. If you're willing to speak to the ethics committee and put a name behind it, that's fine. You don't have to come out in the press.
Right.
Then
but
I'm
the
okay
accused,
with it.
The accused but, should know.
Right. But that you have the right to face your accuser in court. And if you're not going to do that, then I have maybe that if you're a grown adult, you know, so maybe that's the answer right there. But the second thing, I think the reason they came out against Al Franken, they had to. They came out against John Conyers, and the Congressional Black Caucus was saying, you came out against Conyers, you didn't come out against Franken. This is a double standard.
Okay.
They had to.
More about the implications of all of this in a moment, and also why these Democratic senators decided at this moment to turn on Al Franken. And there's now an eighth accuser as well, a named accuser with a new accusation against Franken. This could all lead to a very interesting morning here in Washington, D.C.
It's 5:15 at WNAL Traffic and Weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning, Jamie.
Well, good morning, guys. Interesting morning on the roads, too. We have a couple workarounds with closures. I know early on here, but let's start Maryland 50, heading in toward Annapolis. Crash involves an overturned tractor trailer. Now, the problem with this is going to be a while. It's overturned. It has a fuel spill, a lot going on, damage to the Jersey wall. So, coming off of the Bay Bridge, everyone there diverted at Cape St. Clair. I'm just glad that they're able to at least get those commuters off the road and divert onto Cape St. Clair. So that's going to be a big problem for a while. On the eastbound side, only one lane gets by a lot of debris from the accident. So again, that's 50 coming inbound, diverted at Cape St. Clair. Let's go on to 410 East-West Highway. That's closed each direction at Fairview Drive. That puts between New Hampshire Avenue and Riggs Road. That's due to an accident that brought down utility pole and wires. You know what else is closed? We have one more closure out of Frederick. First, we'll say 270 as you come out of Frederick. Very heavy down toward the Monocacy. One lane blocked. But don't go over to 355 at the Monocacy. Crash yesterday damaged the overhead wall from the bridge there, and that is closed in each direction. We are busy. 66 in Virginia. You know what? I don't have too much to tell you about, so you're off to a good start there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, a mix of sun and clouds with a high of 51. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies, a low of 35. And then tomorrow, cloudy, it's getting colder, a high of 43 tomorrow. Currently in our nation's capital, it's 43 at 517 on WMAL.
If you had any idea how absolutely insane the stock market is.
Unconventional wisdom is sweeping the nation. And you're next. The Del Wamsley Show, Sundays at 2 on WMAL.
Okay, so there's a lot going on here with Al Franken. He's expected to resign today, although that's not necessarily a sure thing. We'll see what happens. I've seen some reports that suggest that he hasn't made his decision yet. I think that was based on a tweet he put out last night. So we'll find out what Al Franken is going to say. But there was a seventh anonymous accuser, as we said yesterday, against Al Franken and in Politico, and that led to a bunch of people calling on him to resign. Now, what was the basis for that? Well, apparently, according to Politico, female Democratic senators had been speaking amongst themselves for a while now about Al Franken, text messaging, kind of assessing, you know, when are we going to break on this guy? When is the thing? What's going to be the thing? And they kind of had come up with an unspoken assessment, I guess. According to Politico, quote, the next credible story of misconduct in a credible news outlet would prompt them to call for Franken's resignation. That was their baseline. And that, they believe, the threshold was hit yesterday in Politico with that anonymous accusation against him. So, by the way, that kind of gives you a tell of what they consider a credible allegation. And now they've broken on Franken. Now, 33 Democratic senators, at least, calling for Franken to resign. He's expected to make a statement today. Additionally, there's now an eighth accuser on the record. Her name's Tina DePoy, and she was working in D.C. This goes back, this is a, I guess this is 2008. This is immediately after, there's an early inauguration, so it's 2009. And she was super happy to be in D.C., going to inauguration parties to celebrate Obama, and Franken was at this party. And she said, D.C. was decked out and packed in for the inauguration of a young and popular new president. The town was buzzing with optimism, and one of the many events on our list was a swanky Media Matters party with Democratic notables everywhere. Then I saw Al Franken. I only bug celebrities for pictures when it'll make my foster mom happy. She loves Franken, so I asked to get a picture with him. We posed for the shot. He immediately put his hand on my waist, grabbing a handful of flesh. I froze. Then he squeezed, at least twice. I'd been married for 2 years at the time. I don't let my husband touch me like that in public because I believe it diminishes me as a professional woman. Al Franken's familiarity was inappropriate and unwanted. It was also quick. He knew exactly what he was doing. So that's the allegation. This is a named allegation against Franken and Tina DePoy, at saying that a Media Matters party was a hotbed of sexual harassment, or in this case, I guess, assault by Al Franken. This is in 2009 during an Obama inauguration party.
Okay, so, all right. Here's the other thing, and I'm sorry, ladies, but I'm going to look at you here. Am I the only person that if some dude did that to me, and I would have been like, what the hell? Am I the only woman who would speak up and say something?
I don't think so.
So why do so many strong, independent women allow things like that to happen without turning around and saying, I'm sorry, but that was inappropriate?
Yeah.
You don't have to embarrass them in public. You could just take them to the side and say, that was inappropriate. Please don't do that again.
Well, I think there's the power differential here is probably confusing. And also the celebrity differential is confusing. And I think you have people sort of react to these moments. They're like, I didn't expect that at all. What is
That's
that?
True.
I can barely process this. This is a person I worshipped or at least thought of in high regard. And now I'm having trouble dealing with it. And do you want to be the person to like confront the most high profile person at the party, like all of a sudden making a scene about something?
No, you don't have to make a scene, though. That's my point, is you don't have to make a scene.
Yeah.
You can take that person aside or whisper into there and go, do that again, and you're going to pull back a stump. Okay?
Right. And I think some people have done that, but you're right. And it's a range of both who the person is who gets offended here or touched inappropriately. And also, like, you know, I'm just thinking out loud. Like, I'm sure people go through conflicting emotions on this.
I do. I just find it so hard to believe that the left is all about strong, independent women, and these women are all so weak that they, you know, that, oh, they can't say anything. And I think there are situations when you absolutely can, and maybe that also needs to be part of this focus. Here's the other thing, and I wanted to say, I was going to make this point, and I just got a message from someone who just to make the same point that I was just going to make. The reason the Democrats are going after Al Franken, not only because they went after Conyers, so they have to.
Yes, I know exactly where you're going.
You know why? Because Roy Moore is going to win. They know Roy Moore is going to win. And now they could say, well, we got rid of ours. Now you got to get rid of yours.
Don't ever underestimate the extent to which political expediency animates literally everything in Washington. So you have John Conyers and now Al Franken potentially resigning under Democratic pressure after, by the way, weeks of hemming and hawing over whether or not they deserve to even face this scrutiny. There's a reason for this. It's a pretext. It creates the framework through which the Democratic Party is now going to go after not only Roy Moore, but the President of the United States.
I don't think they're going to go after Trump. They're going to go after Roy Moore.
They will. I mean, he's got accusations against him. They're going to keep on using those as a way to undermine him. Coming up, I want to share with you something we've been talking about this morning. Al Franken, this idea that he is owed due process. Even Al Franken is owed due process. Tucker Carlson monologuing on this issue last night. We'll share with you what he had to say. 5:23 now on WMAL.
To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam is clinically proven to relieve leg and foot cramps. TheraWorks Relief can also prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at select CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies or TheraWorksRelief.com. Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to The Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 9 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Every weekend, host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 9 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding here on WMAL.
Running a small business can be demanding. The more you grow, the more you have to coordinate. There's more inventory, more employees, more customers. That's why small business owners need more from their internet service. The GigSpeed network from Comcast Business gives you more, with speeds up to 20 times faster than what most people have. That means powering more employees on multiple devices, more video conferencing, and more downloads in seconds, not minutes. Plus, when you get fast internet with download speeds up to 1,000 megabits per second, you can add TV and phone for your business for just $24.90 more per month. Comcast is building America's largest gig speed network to give small businesses more. Call 1-800-501-6000 to join or visit business.comcast.com. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offerings 12/21/17. Restrictions apply. Limited one voice line and private view TV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet and an additional monthly charge. Equipment taxes and fees extra. Converts up to 1 gigabit per second to 50 megabits per second downloads.
Stepping into the unknown, it can be difficult to find the way. But with the compassion and strength of a name and security of the cross and shield, obstacles become openings. As we have for more than 75 years, Care First Blue Cross Blue Shield will continue to light the way, using our knowledge to create new healthcare solutions, giving you the power to shine forward to whatever awaits tomorrow. Care First Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
5:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, and Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
270 off to a little bit of a rocky start right as you come out of the Frederick area, and that's due to the crash south on 270 right as you come up toward the Monocacy. So keep alert, one lane still blocked. I'm looking at the delays merging off of 70, and that's tricky anyway, merging onto the 270 stretch and off of 15. Stick with 270. If you hadn't heard, yesterday crash on 355 at the Monocacy Bridge. Damaged the bridge, and it could be quite a while until they can reopen it. So they're looking at least several days and as they work on the situation. So 355 just out of Frederick, that is closed in each direction. So you have to stick with 270. Now, trying to get into Annapolis, if that's your destination, as you come off of the Bay Bridge for commuters on 50 westbound, you're detoured onto Cape St. Clair Road, and that's due to an overturned tractor-trailer incident. Again, this one looks like it's going to be a while. Overturned, fuel spill damage to the Jersey Wall. Looks like about a 30-minute lineup right now. 50 commuters just off the Bay Bridge. onto Cape St. Clair Road. So they are able to detour the traffic there, but it's just inching along. On the eastbound side, one lane gets by. Now, Virginia, not too much to talk about. D.C. has been quiet. Trying to get toward the Tacoma Park area. Just a quick heads up, 410 east-west highway, each direction closed between Riggs Road and New Hampshire Avenue, down pole and wires. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too bad for Thursday. A few clouds around this morning, a little chillier than 24 hours ago. We'll go through the day with a few clouds and near seasonable temperatures, 51. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 43 degrees at 527 on WMAL.
All right, we'll share that Tucker audio with you in a bit. Senator Franken tweeting last night, he quote, Senator Franken is talking with his family at this time and plans to make an announcement in D.C. tomorrow. Any reports of a final decision are inaccurate. We'll have more with Susan Ferriccio at 7:15. It's 527 now on WMAL.
This is such a blow to invest. Do it right now. Breaking news.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets, fast-talking salespeople, long-term concerns, and Wall Street money traps. It might be easier to ignore it or deny it, or just hold on and tough it out and see where it goes. But if you're worried, unsure, unhappy, or losing sleep about your money, do something about it. Let me introduce you to my good friend Coach Pete right here on the Financial Safari. Whether you're retired, approaching retirement, or haven't even thought about it, now is the time to get protection from market volatility. Meet with Coach Pete and his team, and they can help you determine how much risk you're taking, as well as potential red flags that could cause problems for you down the road. Give us a call today at 1-800-563-7030. Again, that's 1-800-563-7030.
Attention pain sufferers. A breakthrough in medicine is now here, and it's called regenerative medicine. This has helped many people stop using pain pills and opioids and even save them from having surgery. Regenerative medicine stimulates your own body to heal itself. It's a simple in-office procedure that has people wondering why they weren't offered this option sooner. In the past, this treatment was reserved for professional athletes looking for a quick and effective healing process. Now you can benefit and receive this treatment right in your own backyard. If doctors are recommending surgery, but you're not ready to go that route, or if you're looking to eliminate your pain, have torn ligaments, tendons, arthritis, and worn down cartilage, then look no further. To learn more about this breakthrough procedure, call 410-216-9180 to register for the next Regenerative Medicine Seminar and see if you're a good candidate. Register for the next seminar now by calling 410-216-9180. That's 410-216-9180 and start living life again.
The One-on-One Financial Radio Show with Mark Zamperini. Sundays from 8 to 9 a.m. here on WMAL.
You find everyone is so different in the world and every way that they've accumulated. Some people may have real estate. You know, it's all different. We help you coordinate what you have and turn it into a lifetime income you can't outlive. That's up to you what you do with it from there.
That's the One-on-One Financial Radio Show with Mark Zamperini. Sundays from 8 to 9 a.m. here on WMAL.
Coming up on WMAL, well, guess what? The House voted on whether to impeach President Trump. How do you think that went? We'll tell you. It's 5:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning. I'm Barbara Britt. More than two dozen people arrested in the metro area as part of a major investigation into gang violence. The 28 people taken into custody face drug and firearms charges. One less option heading into town from Frederick County this morning. The Route 355 bridge over the Monocacy still closed after a trash truck caused structural damage.
And it did do some damage to the bridge structure, which is going to require a repair. So this is going to be an indefinite closure. Not going to open anytime soon.
Charlie Gishler with MDOT-R. Jamie Whitten will have all the latest traffic troubles coming up. Announcement expected from Senator Al Franken today as a majority of his fellow Democrats are calling for Franken's resignation amid allegations of sexual misconduct. And in Turkey today, protests outside the American consulate in Istanbul after President Trump's decision to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital. winds fueling the fire lines in Southern California, with thousands under evacuation orders in Ventura County. Checking your money, the Dow opens the day at 24,141, the NASDAQ at 67.76. Sports sponsored by Staples. Caps come out strong against the Chicago Blackhawks, beating them 6-2. Wizards in Phoenix tonight to take on the Suns. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Staples has great prices on tech solutions to keep your business running all season long. Look for hot deals on laptops and software, accessories like earbuds, keyboards, routers, and modems, even services like PC setup and repair, all for less at Staples.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor with more seller success stories, courtesy of my trusted friends and realtors, Debbie and Sarah Reynolds with Keller Williams. Success happens when you choose the right realtor to sell your home, and Debbie and Sarah are top performers, ranked one of the top real estate agents in the D.C. area. Debbie and Sarah sold over 400 homes last year alone and will sell your home guaranteed at a price acceptable to you in writing. The Reynolds team has over 5,500 exclusive ready buyers who are looking to buy right now. Your home will sell faster and for top dollar. Debbie and Sarah took all the stress out for Shannon and handled all the details selling her beautiful Manassas home. Wow, they went under contract in just one day for $13,000 over the asking price. Guaranteed sold, ready buyers, netting more dollars on average, and selling your home faster. All the reasons why hundreds of families chose Debbie and Sarah Reynolds to sell their home, and why you should too. Call Debbie and Sarah Reynolds now, 844-344-SOLD, or go to DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
You have no desire to do anything, to get up, to move.
Dr. Will Sauve at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
Depression is one of the few kinds of illnesses that takes over your identity. So people wake up every morning, you look in the mirror, and you see that depressed version of you. You do that enough times, and that becomes you.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression with TMS therapy at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
TMS therapy, it's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. I look forward to talking to patients who have completed their treatment, because so many of them are in remission. So many of them are so happy that you really do get to see people walking out of here feeling completely well.
I don't know where I would be or what I would have done without TMS.
I can't really say in a strong enough way how much this treatment, this center, has meant to me. I'm very happy.
Accepting most insurances, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit hopetms.com.
iCarpool I-66. We can still carpool and ride free on I-66 during rush hour.
Sometimes we even get work done.
And sometimes we get to nap.
Now anyone can use I-66 express lanes inside the Beltway during rush hour. If you're carpooling, travel free with EasyPass Flex. If you're driving alone, pay with EasyPass.
iCarpool I-66.
Get your EasyPass or EasyPass Flex today. Learn more at 66expresslanes.org.
Are you prepared for 20 to 30 years without a paycheck? Listen to the Savvy Investor Radio. Sundays at 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. with Mike Kinnett of ProStatus Financial Advisors Group. As a financial planner with a master's in taxation and an estate planning attorney, Mike translates today's complex retirement issues into easy-to-understand steps.
Our goal every week is to discuss strategies to help you grow, keep, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible.
The Savvy Investor Radio and SavvyInvestorTV.com. Sundays at 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. here on WMAL.
It's 5:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland out of Frederick, 270. Right as you come out of Frederick, watch for delays. So this is a heads up not only for 270, but for 15 and I-70 and everyone merging down to right at the Monocacy. That's where crews are dealing with the crash. It was in the left lane. Now, also part of the problem is there's no alternate over 355. You cannot use 355 just south of the Frederick area at the Monocacy because of a crash that happened yesterday. It damaged the bridge. They say it could be up to weeks until that can be fixed and reopened. So 270 is your route as you head in that stretch. Now, beyond, if you're joining on, say, from Route 80 or Urbana, you're beyond the activity. You're joining up from 85 as well. And looks like you're wide open down through to the Beltway. It's just getting out of Frederick right now. Heading into Annapolis eventually. Problems on 50 coming off of the Bay Bridge and off the Eastern Shore. Westbound 50 shut down, then detoured onto Cape St. Clair Road. That's because of an overturned tractor trailer. And again, fuel spill and a lot of going on. So they say it could be hours till they clear that. Heading east on 50 as you come out out of Annapolis toward the Bay Bridge, one lane will get you by. On 410 East-West Highway, that's closed each direction. A crash brought down some wires, unfortunately. So if you're heading in and out of the Tacoma Park area, this is the stretch of 410 that's closed at Fairview Drive. That puts it between New Hampshire Avenue and Riggs Road. University Boulevard, that would be a good alternate for you. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Nice drive home. A few clouds around with blue sky will make it up to about 51. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 39 degrees in Dumfries, 41 in Fort Washington, 43 at Reagan National. I'm Barbara Britt on 105.9 FM and AM 630 Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Right, good morning. Coming up here on Mornings on the Mall, Jonathan Schanzer joins us at 6:35 this morning from the Foundation for Defensive Democracies to talk about that embassy move to Jerusalem. 7:05 this morning, Jennifer Baker from the NRA to discuss some gun bills moving through the House yesterday on their way to the Senate. Susan Ferriccio joins us at 7:15 from the Washington Examiner. A lot going on in Washington, D.C. politically, including Al Franken's future as a big question mark on it this morning. And then at 8:05, Eli Lake, Bloomberg View columnist, is going to break down his impressions of the president's announcement yesterday of that embassy move in Israel. All ahead, I'm Vince Colonnese alongside Mary Walter.
Well, Representative Al Green, who you know his name not just because of the singer, but because he is like Maxine Waters. Impeach 45! Impeach 45! He is the male version of that without the screaming. He has just repeatedly said, we're going to impeach President Trump. We're going to impeach President Trump. So he introduced two articles of impeachment against the president yesterday. He had a dramatic floor ahead of the vote. He called President Trump unfit for office and accused him of high misdemeanors, which I think is a combination of high crimes and misdemeanors. I think that that's what that is about there.
Right.
So he just put them together and called them high misdemeanors.
Maybe they just mean little misdemeanors, like high crimes and regular old misdemeanors, like parking violations or something.
Apparently, no one knew what the heck he was talking about because they just voted immediately to kill it. 364 voting to table it. 58 Democrats, though, moving to vote ahead with Maxine Waters the entire time yelling, impeach 45! The entire time.
58
Democrats.
Think this through. 58 of our lawmakers, without an enunciated basis for impeaching the president of the United States, voted to impeach the president of the United States yesterday in the House. 58 of them. And, I don't know, isn't, the kind of the point that they're supposed to, uphold the Constitution and, know what's in it and know the basis by which a president should be impeached?
Knowing what's in it, you expect them to be educated.
I know, am I asking a lot? Maybe I'm asking a lot. You're right.
And this goes for both sides, all right? I'm trying to be fair here. I think there were a lot of very uneducated people sitting in Washington, D.C. And when I say uneducated, they don't, and part of me doesn't blame them because there's so much to know about so many laws. But the Constitution should be a basic. You should have a good knowledge of the Constitution. I can't expect you to know everything about every law. I think that that's being fair. But the Constitution, I think, should be a no-brainer. And maybe you should have to pass a test before we allow you to even run for office or before you get sworn in. You have to pass a basic knowledge of the Constitution test. Would that be, that would be good, right?
Right.
I mean, that's not like a poll tax or anything like that. It just keeps stupid people from, or let me say it, put it this way, the uninformed, not stupid, the uninformed, from raising their right hand and starting to make laws to regulate your life with zero knowledge of the Constitution.
Look, if this is about the pursuit of justice, typically, when you're going to pursue justice, you should lay out a fact-based case for why something unjust has happened, right? Al Green, is not alleging obstruction of justice or even referencing it. He's not even talking about the investigation into Russia, all the stuff that Democrats are obsessed with. He accused Trump of being associated with white nationalism, neo-Nazism, and hate, as well as, quote, inciting hatred and hostility. Didn't make the case. Just kind of flatly laid it out that that's the case. He said that it was just like wish fulfillment. And then he gets 57 other Democrats to join him in his scheme, which, by the way, Democrats have been, Democratic leadership, sort of like the adults in the room, have like constantly been saying, will you knock it off? Like, stop. Like, he's tried this a couple times before. He tried it in October. Will you stop? It's time to stop this.
Yeah, lawmakers did not actually vote on the articles of impeachment. They just voted on a procedural measure that would have led to a vote. Jonathan Turley was on Fox talking about the impeachment call.
They have no shot at this at the moment because they don't have any evidence to support it. Some of these counts are clearly outside of the definition of an impeachable offense. They're seeking to impeach the president for undermining the courts and the press. Those counts are ridiculously overbroad. They could have been used to impeach half the presidents of the United States. I mean, after all, President Obama, his administration, actually investigated a leading journalist from this network. Yeah. In an appalling violation of both tradition and in my view, good decision making.
So, as you said, Vince, zero grounds for impeachment. This was basically just a temper tantrum. It's exactly right. What Green wrote in a memo to his colleagues, who said, as I have said before, this is not about Democrats. It's about democracy. It's not about Republicans. It is about the fate of our republic. May everyone vote their conscience, knowing that history will judge us all.
Yeah, no.
And they're voting to break away from England here.
And as Jonathan Turley said, remember, James Rosen was considered like a criminal co-conspirator, Fox News' James Rosen, yeah. by the Obama Justice Department. And, you know, that was amazing. And I was so amazed when Obama was impeached for that. And wait a second. He wasn't impeached for that. And actually, one last thing on this. How is it that in the House of Representatives, a procedural vote of this nature can actually make it to the floor, yet the Senate can't vote on anything of substance? Like, the Senate, like, anything they want to vote on, they're just not allowed to. It just never makes it to the floor. But meanwhile, in the House, you can have a Democrat decide that they want to start moving on impeachment, and you have to actually take a real vote on it.
Yeah, it's the world turned upside down. 543 on WMAL.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. The Combined Joint Task Force Operation Inherent Resolve has released details of the latest counterstrikes against ISIL in Syria and Iraq. Task Force officials define a strike as one or more kinetic events that occur in roughly the same geographic location to produce a single, sometimes cumulative effect. All results reported are based on initial assessments by ground and air. You can get the full story at WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for funnel cakes, Ferris wheels, and three-day weekends. For inventing the baseball cap, the home run, and the first high five. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit geico.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
At the Rozelle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend A Natural Approach to High Blood Pressure on Wednesday, December 13th at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit rozellecare.com. That's rozellecare.com.
This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. After 38 years of practice and almost a million patient visits, the Rozelle Center for Healing knows what works and knows how you can take control of your health and wellness. My team of doctors practice 21st century integrative medicine. Whether you suffer from chronic pain and fatigue, allergies, or headaches, we can help. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Make an appointment today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit online at rozellecare.com. That's rozellecare.com.
5:45, that means it's time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, and here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Mary, I'm fishing around here for some alternates for commuters. Prince George's County, if you normally use 410 East-West Highway, crews are telling me it looks like through the morning rush hour, they're going to have a stretch of this closed. East-West Highway 410 at Fairview Avenue, Axon Breadtown Utility Pole and Wires. So that puts it between New Hampshire Avenue and Riggs Road. So north of one of the main roads that you could stick with would be 193 University Boulevard.
south of. You can take Chilham Road or Eastern Avenue and head over and use that between, again, New Hampshire Avenue and Riggs Road and now Tacoma Park. Just to give you a heads up and plan ahead, because once you get there, you won't be too confused. Maryland's 50. Oh, boy, there's a closure, and it looks like a while on this one, too. As you're coming off of the Bay Bridge, 50 shut down, diverted at Cape St. Clair Road, overturned tractor trailer on the eastbound, outbound side. One lane does get you by. For 270, slight relief. I know you're sitting in stop traffic out of Frederick, merging off of 15 and 70, but the accident up ahead at the Monocacy, several cars were involved, and they finally just rested all that on the shoulder. 355, not an option out of Frederick. That's closed at the Monocacy River Bridge from a crash yesterday, and they say that could be shut down possibly for weeks as they do repairs to that bridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good-looking Thursday. Good drive in. Should be a pretty nice drive home. A few clouds around with blue sky will make it up to about 51. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 43 degrees at 547 on WMAL.
She said, I don't like spiders and snakes, and that ain't what it takes.
This is why you don't want to live in Florida. Listen to this. Are you ready? Ugh. I'm getting, like, all grossed out. Hunters, they have this, the three hunters, and they have this program in Florida where you get paid. South Florida's Water Management District, where the preserves are, the Everglades.
Yeah.
They're paying people to catch these snakes that have been people's pets that have been released into the Everglades, like pythons and things like that.
What's the
because
deal with
they
that?
Got too big. So now that they're eating alligators and all these other indigenous animals, and they're wiping them out.
It's so crazy.
And they're huge. Three hunters just caught, are you ready? A 17-foot 132-pound Burmese python. That's, it is a record.
That's so cool.
According to one of the hunters here, his name is Jason Leon. He said that snake could pretty much kill any full-grown man. If that snake was alive right now, it would probably take all three of us to be able to control that snake.
Wow,
that weighs more than me. That's more than me. That's incredible. As I said, the largest
but not
snake
as,
to be...
By the way, but not as deadly.
That's true. I'm so glad you've learned. You've
I'm trying.
It's a steep curve, but you got it.
Yeah.
Now, here's the idea. He said he spotted the female python at 2:45 a.m. on Friday. Would you be in the Everglades at 2:45 in the morning python hunting?
You imagine?
No way.
Running into a 17-foot python at dark 30?
No.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. He also, this man, Jason Leon, holds the state record for the largest Burmese python ever captured, not just in South Florida, but ever, an 18-footer in 2013. He said the reason he does this, he says, we have these guys out there eating alligators, raccoons, possums, otters, pretty much everything. There's no natural predators. So the South Florida Water Management District started their python elimination program. They pay hunters $8.10 an hour, and then they pay an extra $50 for a 4-foot snake and $25 for each additional foot beyond that.
Enough is enough! I have had it with these monkey fighting snakes!
Oh,
monkey fighting! Love whoever censored that when they did the TV version. They're like, let's change it to monkey fighting. You must have so much fun, by the way, being the guy who gets to choose what the new script is going to be for the censored television version of these things.
Well, the three hunters are going to get $375. Sorry, not enough to be in the Florida Everglades at 2:45 in the morning.
How do they kill these things?
He shot it. He grabbed it and shot it in the head.
That's the coolest thing ever.
You have to grab
a 17-foot,
132-pound python by the neck and shoot it in the head. No! No! There is nothing about this story that makes me say, yeah, that's something I would do. There is not a sentence in that story that
I would... Wait, okay, but aren't you, like, the least bit attracted to this guy?
No,
that
not
he could
even
grab
close.
A snake
no.
by the head and shoot
no.
it?
No.
Isn't that kind of compelling? I mean, isn't this the kind of thing, like, in most men's heads right now, they're thinking to themselves, women would dig this. Like, you're the guy who could grab the 17-foot python by the neck, put a gun to its head, and blow its brains out. That's impressive.
No, I'm not attracted to stupid. and lastly, Cats on Broadway, which is back for some odd reason, because it's the worst musical ever on Broadway. I've seen it. Awful.
Oh, that's a controversial opinion.
Someone's service dog got away from the owner and just started walking right up to the stage because Bamba Larina was doing the opening number. And so an usher was able to stop the dog. They released this statement. In the storied history of Cats, this is the first time one of the actual cats was involved in an incident with a dog. We're pleased to report that no animals or humans were harmed in the dust up, and the performance continued without a hitch.
Also, first time that show was interesting.
That's so true.
5:51 now on WMAL. Here's Al Rushbaugh.
Last week, a group of 12 liberal religious leaders were arrested for creating a disturbance at the Hart Senate office building. They say their protest is a restart of the Poor People's Campaign that Dr. Martin Luther King was leading in 1968. The group is planning protests in state capitals around the country to restart the moral narrative about poverty. They hope to influence the 2018 midterm elections. Hurricane Katrina VandenHeuvel wrote a Washington Post column to support this revived Poor People's Campaign. And folks, it was a litany of the usual liberal complaints: income inequality, mass incarceration, voting disenfranchisement, catastrophic climate change, really hard on the poor, and all the rest. Her major thrust was that Republicans care only about the rich and big corporations while the little guy suffers and suffers some more. So 50 years after Dr. King's Poor People Campaign, the left wants us to believe that nothing has changed. There's been zero progress. America is unjust. It's unfair. Hell-bent on discriminating against people, throwing innocent people in jail, making sure the poor stay poor. So I have to ask, where were all of these socially just, morally upright liberals hiding during the Obama years? They certainly weren't organizing protests on behalf of the poor during those 8 years. What happened to the poor? Where were the poor? Were they not poor? Did Obama cure poverty and Trump bring it back? What happened? Any ideas?
Rush, noon to 3. Psst, listen to me. Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Say, folks, last month I spoke about Mahindra's incredible year-end tax savings. Well, I'm happy to tell you that it's not too late to save. Your Mahindra dealer can still help you figure out if you qualify for Section 179 tax savings. And don't forget special Mahindra discounts on the toughest tractors and utility vehicles on Earth. Save up to $7,400 on Mahindra tractors and save up to $2,500 on Mahindra utility vehicles. Give yourself a very Merry Christmas, folks, and say goodbye to the tax man and hello to year-end tax savings with Mahindra, the world's number one selling tractor. But hurry, the end of the year is quickly approaching and you won't want to miss out. Learn more at MahindraUSA.com.
Take advantage of rock bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at Cecil's Tractors in Warrenton. Or visit CecilsTractors.com. That's CecilsTractors.com.
Honey, you're awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use a CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
5:55, now WMAL traffic and weather. It's every 10 minutes. It's first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
What a morning we're having here early on here on the roads. Be careful, everyone. Laurel, our latest problem, Baltimore-Washington Parkway. This will go is going to be in the northbound direction. Looks like traffic is stopped here just at a crawl coming up to the exit and approaching 197. So if you're heading north, say, past NASA or out of Greenbelt, you might want to rethink because it looks like, again, like I said, just north of the exit for 197 and Laurel, the serious crash stopping traffic. Southbound side, your lanes, so they're moving by, so you're open. If you're heading north and you haven't committed yet off the Beltway, 95, that works well for you if you're heading into Laurel. That stretch, just a couple options thrown out to you. Heading into Annapolis eventually on 50, if you come off the Bay Bridge, still closed, overturned tractor trailer, traffic being diverted on exit 29, Cape St. Clair Road. A major issue here with the tractor trailer and a fuel spill and some damage to the Jersey Well. So it will be there for a while. Outbound side, one lane, get you by. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Some clouds this morning, some this afternoon, 51. Overnight tonight, partly cloudy in 34, 20 suburbs, and a cloudy and cold Friday with highs only in the low 40s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 43 degrees at 557 on WMAL.
Tis the season to steer your sleigh to the Duluth Trading Store and give the gift of ouchless crouching ballroom jeans, crack-covering long-tail tees, and buck-naked underwear that feels like it's not even there. Duluth Trading in Manassas off I-66 near the Battlefield exit.
Hi, this is Larry O'Connor, and like many people, my experiences with the dentist when I was a kid were not the most comfortable, and so I had a big fear of the dentist. But for the past 2 years, I've been going to see Dr. Rob and Dr. Deb at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. They are amazing dentists. They helped me overcome my dental fear. Honestly, it's been life-changing. Their approach with me was compassionate and non-judgmental. You see, Bethesda Sedation Dentistry is a place where people who've had any dental fears can safely visit. Everything's talked about in advance, and it's all 100% permission-based, so they proceed at the speed you're comfortable with. They really walk you through your visit every step of the way. Trust me, if you have any dental fear at all and nagging tooth pain, if you're interested in sedation dentistry or just looking for a great dentist, call Rocky over at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434, or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
American homeowners have seen an average of an almost 15% increase in their home equity since 2004. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and this store of opportunity has created over $4.2 trillion in tappable home equity. What this means for you is that if you've tried to refinance to remove PMI or are looking to cash out some of your home's equity, the time to act is now. Fannie Mae guidelines have changed this year to allow you to take more cash out of your home than in the past. With interest rates hovering at near record lows, but expectations of rising this year, you can't afford to wait. We'll meet or beat any advertised special on this very station. Call one of our local, licensed, and ethical loan officers today before this door closes for good. Our phone number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit beefy, or even with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Affordable term life insurance is out there. Call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-481-1458. 800-481-1458 or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too.
Coming up on WMAL, we're going to talk about the president's decision to move the embassy to Jerusalem. Well, it depends on who you listen to. It's a big deal, according to some people. World's ending. It's going to start World War III. And others are like, it's just the capital. That's where everything else is. So we're just going to move it there.
And we'll have the latest for you on Al Franken's future, expecting a big announcement today. We'll see what it is.
It's 6 o'clock. WMAL News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL,
a Cumulus station.
News now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning. I'm Barbara Brith. The news is brought to you by longroofing.com. A crackdown on gang violence leads to more than 24 arrests across the metro area as part of a coordinated takedown.
The arrest took place throughout Maryland, Virginia, and the district on drug and firearms charges filed in federal court in Alexandria. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Eastern District of Virginia, which is prosecuting most of the cases, said the charges stem from an investigation of area blood gangs. The investigation, dubbed Operation Tin Panda, began this spring and involves numerous federal and local police agencies. You can see a list of those arrested on our website. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The family of the 11-year-old Suitland boy shot while being babysat by a neighbor is asking for prayers and to remain anonymous, adding they will limit their comments as Prince George's County Police investigate what officers have called a tragic shooting. The boy remains in critical condition. The high tolls charged to solo drivers on 66 inside the Beltway need to go, say Republican members of the Northern Virginia Transportation Commission.
When some solo drivers were charged up to $40 to ride I-66 inside the Beltway during morning rush hour this week, it made national news. Northern Virginia Transportation Commissioner Ron Meyer.
The Northern Virginia Transportation Commission is actually the recipient of the vast majority of the revenue from these tolls. And so even we who get the revenue and get to spend it on transit projects are saying that this is outrageous.
At a meeting today, the commission will consider a resolution to cap the tolls immediately.
But it needs to be reasonable, affordable, and appropriate, and this is none of those things.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Announcement expected from Senator Al Franken today as a majority of his fellow Democrats are calling for Franken's resignation.
One congressional source that I was talking to says that one thing that was most concerning, the fact that there was a pattern to these allegations, that it potentially is a pattern of misconduct by Senator Franken, not an isolated incident. And I'm told that played heavily into the decision by that group of female Democratic senators to come out and call for him to resign.
Correspondent Sunland Serfati. The president of France, the latest world leader to criticize President Trump's recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital, while Oklahoma Republican Senator James Lankford says it's about time.
It's obvious. When you go visit Israel and you're going to sit down with the prime minister, you're going to meet with him in his office in Jerusalem.
Today is Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day with a ceremony on the National Mall at the World War II Memorial.
At 12:53, at the moment of the attack on Pearl Harbor.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,